Sebastian Hutch from English joins us on the phone. Good morning to you, Sebastian.
Just listening to that traffic update, gents, it must have you guys happy every morning that you're up so early you beat the traffic.
Yeah. No, well, I've, you know.
That's an advantage of travelling this time of the morning.
What about this morning? So I live over in Queen's Park. Queen's Park to French's Forest, 21 minutes.
Is that in a chauffeur-driven car, Dave?
No, mate. No. I'm in the old Astra today, the old manual Astra. Actually, I thought we were in a bit of trouble down in the through the tunnel. Mate, in her time in the Everest, how did she pull up?
Chris was happy with how she pulled up. I don't know how many favours James McDonald did us at around the 600-metre mark there. He popped off the fence in Arcadia Queen and flushed out Brenton on in her time. And it just got her unbalanced, and it told sort of the last 100 metres. She just got a little tired. But I think she ran with great credit. I mean, it was an extraordinary race. I mean, to think the time they ran, it was nothing short of incredible. So somebody mentioned to me yesterday that the filly that ran 10th still ran 108.2 or something. So that's still one of the faster 1,200 metres anyone's likely to see this year. And she finished 10th. So it was a spectacular race, and I think everybody enjoyed the day.
Yeah. The first four broke the track record. Is that right?
That would sound about right.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't just break the track record; he smashed it. So
yeah. Unbelievable.
Great credit to the horse. Yeah.
It certainly is. Big day for Inglis, though, today. The ready-to-race sale starts.
Yeah, well, if I get nervous on sale days, but talking to you fellas always helps settle my nerves a bit, because I know you'll promote the sale well, and you're going to give us a bit of good luck going into the sale. We have a big day. We're really looking forward to it. We've had great inspections over the last few days. We've got a really good group of horses. You know, buyers from across Southeast Asia, Thailand, China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Macau. We'll have buyers bidding from the Philippines and Macau online and other places. So it's an exciting few days here, and we're expecting a good sale.
Do you find that, do you have any rituals before a sale, mate, yourself?
I do, but I'm not at liberty to share them. Some of my colleagues hear these things. There could be all sorts of terrible things happen to me some sale day that I don't want to happen to me.
How many horses have you got on sale?
Oh, look, we have a catalogue of 191. Because these are two-year-olds in training, inevitably there are always going to be a reasonably significant number of scratchings, you know, just obviously horses go shin sore or don't quite develop in the manner that they're hoping. So the people who come out here to inspect the horse on the ground can be confident that what they're seeing are the horses that have stood up to the rigors of training and the horses that have thrived through the whole process. We're ecstatic with the group of horses we have here. I mean, it's important to get progeny of the right stallions in this sale, but we have progeny some really exciting young stallions in here, as well as the established stallions. You know, there are Rubik's in the catalogue, Deep Fields, Vancouver's, Pride of Dubai's, you know, all the right exciting young stallions, and then obviously a smattering of the exciting proven horses as well. I'm Invincible, Zoo Star, Written Tycoon, Not a Single Doubt. You know, it's a really good lineup of horses.
And this has been a sale that's thrown plenty of good results in the past, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, it's worked out quite well. I mean, Notoyer is quite a famous graduate of the sale, and she's obviously one of the higher profile mares in Sydney. She won a Group 3 at Randwick a couple of weeks ago. We were very unlucky not to have a Group 2 winner in Hong Kong on Sunday, a horse called Wishful Thinker, who came out of the sale a few years ago. He got beaten two noses in the Group 2 sprint in Hong Kong. And to put it in context, what we're particularly proud about at this sale is the winners-to-runners ratio out of the sale is better than any other sale of its type in Australasia. So it's a great compliment to the quality of horse that our vendors are producing. And you know, again, you're trying to analyse the value that can be found here. Graduates of this sale in recent years have won over $49 million in prize money. So it gives you an indication of, you know, the quality of stock that's on offer here.
Mate, enjoy the day. I'll let you go and get back to those
rituals.
pre-sale rituals, mate.
I'm not saying a word.
But enjoy yourself, and good luck to the English team out there today.
Gents, really appreciate it. Thanks again.